Hi, this is Liam Sheffer, Challenging Scientism. I'm here with Terry Michael, 40-year veteran of political investigation. He's the director of the Washington Center for...
Politics and Journalism.
Politics and Journalism.
I teach journalism students about politics, or I try to, and I do some investigative reporting on the side.
Terry has a wonderful article in today's Washington Times. Terry, can you tell me a little bit about it?
Well, a few months ago, I learned about Test and Treat, a really draconian effort that was promoted in The Lancet by a World Health Organization. A researcher about a year and a half ago that would not just give people HIV drugs after they tested positive and had low CD4 T-cell counts and disease. It would give them those drugs immediately after they were tested. No illness, no CD4 counts, no viral load necessary. It shocked me, and I started looking into it, and I found out that the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, run by AIDS czar Anthony Fauci, was planning to run a test-and-treat pilot project in Washington, D.C., with the cooperation of the D.C. African-American mayor, Adrian Fentry, a program that was going to be focused on black gay men in Washington and black heterosexual women in Washington. And he also has another project planned for brown people in the Bronx. So no project for white people, just brown and black people, to see whether society would benefit by giving these drugs immediately after someone tests HIV positive. This really is unprecedented, and it really is shocking.
Terry, what's wrong with HIV drugs? What's wrong with HIV tests?
Well, nobody really knows what an HIV test means. It means you've tested reactive for a set of proteins that Gallo and Montagnier said 25 years ago had something to do with AIDS. And even the makers of the test kits, as people who have rethought the whole question of the relationship of HIV and AIDS, admit this doesn't mean that there's any virus in your body that's active. It just means you've tested reactive for, at least in theory, antibodies. What's wrong with the drugs is really simple. All you have to do is read New York Magazine's piece from last November showing the terrible effects on health that these drugs have had on gay men who've been taking the very benignly sounding acronym HART, highly active antiretrovirals. Wonder why they gave it a euphemism. Well, they needed one because the drugs are really harsh and have caused fat wasting in the face, humpbacks, distended stomachs, thin limbs, chronic diarrhea, which of course is malnutrition, which is immunosuppressive. People dying now, not of AIDS. We're seeing people dying of these drugs, dying of liver problems, dying of heart problems. A friend of mine in New York has had a stroke and a heart attack since he's taken these drugs. He was in great health before. So to give these drugs to people who are healthy, who have only tested reactive for a set of blood proteins, who don't even have low CD4 T-cell counts, considered a marker, a possible marker for immune deficiency, is really terrible medical practice, and Anthony Fauci needs to be called on the carpet. He needs a lot of therapy, I think, for all the damage he's done over the last 25 years to so many people with the great number of problems with HIV equals AIDS theory. This is just the latest outrage.
Terry, the name of your article is...
Well, the article online is right now named Going Too Far to Battle Disease, with a subhead that says the pharmaceutical experiment is going to be conducted on black people. I'm not sure exactly what the print version will be, which I'll see in a few hours when the print version of the Washington Times comes out. But I think the Times has to be commended for being courageous enough, because very few mainstream publications will publish a single word that departs from the HIV/AIDS industry's orthodoxy. So I'm hoping that this will shake some things up, at least in Washington, which has become, by the way, the capital for the HIV/AIDS industry. There are 90 HIV/AIDS nonprofits in Washington. The Washington Post conducted an investigation last October and said that $25 million of $80 million passed through by the local HIV/AIDS administration has been stolen or wasted. It's a huge industry, it's a big moneymaker, and it's hard to criticize it in mainstream media, but I was able to do it, at least in this piece in the Washington Times.
Terry Michael, I want to thank you for a few minutes tonight. I want to congratulate you on your big story. It's an impossible story to cover because, as we know, the AIDS industry is never wrong. That's the way the media reports it, and of course, it's not true.
Thank you, Liam, for all your work in bringing the anomalies and the downright lies about HIV and AIDS to so many people.
We will be in touch. We'll read your article. Thanks very much.